2 years ago, when babies first started being born with microcephaly because of the Zika virus, there was a huge amount of fear. Women who were infected had no idea how likely it was their babies would also be harmed. Researchers have since learned that about 94% of babies born to women who had Zika appear to be normal at birth. Now, doctors in Washington, D.C. are trying to find out how well they really are. For member station WAMU, Selena Simmons Duffin reports.
Yaril has just turned one. He's a curious little guy, calm and smiley, with a head full of curls. You'd have no idea that his mother had Zika when she was pregnant with him. At this moment, he's gazing up at his mom, Yaritza Martinez, in an exam room chair, pondering a move to stand.
Up. Good job!
This is the highlight of a half-hour motor exam with neurologist Sarah Mulkey at Children's National Health System in Washington, D.C. He sits, crawls around, rolls over.
I think everything as far as his development looks normal today. His exam looks great.
Last spring, Yaritza Martinez had no idea that this is how her story would turn out. When she was 12 weeks pregnant, she went to the Dominican Republic to take her mom to an immigration appointment. Zika has been a big risk there, and when she got back, she felt sick.
I feel like a fever, and the next day, I saw that rash on all my body. They do the blood work, and they say, you are positive. I was scared, really, really scared.
She had good reason to be scared. When Zika infections happen early in pregnancy, the risks of significant birth defects like microcephaly, seizures, hearing problems are greatest. Martinez was referred here to the Congenital Zika Program at Children's National. They're a regional hub for Zika treatment, and they put Martinez into a study that monitored her baby's brain as it developed using MRIs of her pregnant belly.
I don't know. It was my first night with MRI. And my husband, he took my hands and, you know, tried to distract me.
The current recommendation for Zika is to use monthly ultrasounds to monitor the fetal brain, but researchers at Children's have found MRIs give more clarity and sometimes find problems that ultrasounds miss.
Every time they check his brain and they say, you see, everything comes normal, everything.
That was encouraging, but there was still reason to be nervous. With some infections, like cytomegalovirus, babies' hearing could be normal at birth and at a year, but deafness could develop by the time they get to school. Here's Dr. Roberta DiBiase, the director of the Zika program at Children's.
There have been reports of babies that have a normal head size at birth, but then as they're followed for a year, they develop microcephaly.
If a baby makes it through their first year without microcephaly, DiBiase says it's unlikely that any serious brain issues will show up. But there's a lot scientists have yet to learn about how Zika affects babies later in life.
Well, they have more subtle things, like is there autism, is there learning disabilities, subtle hearing things. That we have to wait and find out.
The study that Yaril is part of now with Dr. Sarah Mulkey is following a group of babies, some in the U.S. and some in Colombia, where Zika is much more prevalent, through their first year. Mulkey would like to take it further.
My goal for this would be to follow them to age 7 or 8 to really know if they're doing okay.
Next for Yaril, a birthday party. So. Small cake, some family.
Yeah, so congratulations on your first birthday.
Thank you.
And a good exam today.
Thank you.
Mulkey hopes she can follow Yaril for many birthdays to come, at least until he goes to school, and she can be sure he's really okay. For NPR News, I'm Selena Simmons Duffin in Washington.